So the investigator reads the manual, and then the experimenter crashes the car to see if the manual was telling the truth.
That is the perfect analogy. And this is where the shame spiral usually happens for a 1-3 like Gideon. The investigator beats himself up for the experimenter's mistakes. He likely spends years thinking, why can't I just get it right the first time? Why do I always have to learn the hard way?
But the report suggests we should reframe that.
We have to reframe it. For Gideon, failure is not a moral failing. It is a mechanical necessity.
A necessity.
He cannot learn strictly from theory. He needs the kinetic impact of the mistake to actually embody the wisdom. When he crashes the car, he learns something about physics that the manual couldn't teach him.
So if you're Gideon, you stop beating yourself up for the failures. You realized that every time things didn't go according to plan, you were just harvesting data.
Precisely. The oops moments are his greatest asset. They are the raw material for his wisdom. Because he investigates line one, he knows what should happen. Because he experiments line three, he knows what actually happens.
So he gets both sides.
Which makes Gideon an incredibly resilient authority. When he tells you something works, it's not because he read it in a book. It's because he tested it in the laboratory of his own life. He has the scars to prove it.
I know where the potholes are because I fell into every single one of them.
Exactly.